Today, we're featuring Jonathan Jones, Director of Marketing for Visit Lake County. How are you today?
Hey, Lisa. How you doing?
So why do people come to Lake County for summer fun? I mean, I know why I do, but share what you know.
Sure. I mean, there's a pretty good mix of everything, from nightlife to outdoor adventures. There's delicious eats and great attractions. Everyone of every age will have time of their life out here. Honestly, we're anchored by Six Flags Great America in Gurnee, and they have the water park next door. It's Hurricane Harbor, Chicago, and tons of coasters and fun things as they're celebrating their 50th anniversary this year.
And of course, Ravinia is in Lake County. Kevin was there to see the Coral Reefer Band on Sunday night, or I think that was just over the past couple nights, and that's always a big draw too, right?
Definitely. Ravinia Festival is a huge hit. It's the oldest outdoor music venue in North America. There's a ton of things going on there besides Chicago Symphony Orchestra calling it home for halfway throughout the summer. Some of the local artists, Chance the Rapper's coming through, and Twista. Got big acts like Ricky Martin, Erykah Badu, Snoop Dogg. I mean, it's kind of got every single genre you're looking for. Everything from Alabama Shakes to Brandi Carlile and everything in between.
Yeah, and then you've got the Genesee Theater. They've always got a robust schedule. So I know you offer a variety of road trip ideas on your website. Give me a peek into what some of those trips include.
Sure. You know, we kind of highlight the big highways, most traveled avenues throughout the Land O'Lakes, Route 21, 83, 12, 41, and 45. So Route 41 is kind of getting back to that Ravinia thought. They're located alongside that. Obviously, you have the scenic route of 41 with Lake Michigan, but you have the city of Waukegan having a ton of things going on. Everything from Genesee Theater with their shows and American Place Casino. They have their own shows as well at the Lighthouse, Winthrop Harbor and North Chicago, Highland Park are all venues. Waukegan as well have beach venues, ability to kind of go out there and take a dip and a drink.
Yeah.
Routes 21, Great America and Great Wolf Lodge, Illinois are along those routes, along with Marriott Theater, giving you Broadway tunes. Then downtown Libertyville's known for all their eats out there. Route 83 is kind of like you hit those quaint downtowns. You got Long Grove and Grays Lake and Antioch, but they also have natural scapes and golfing opportunities. And actually, this weekend is the Lake County Fair that kicks off. Kicks off today, and it runs through Sunday. So that's a cool spot, as well as Route 12 kind of highlights the chain of lakes and that sort of lake life living with in the inland bodies of water like Fox Lake, Wakanda, and Lake Zurich. And it also features a ton of different places on our Lake County Libation Trail, which highlights our wineries, distilleries, and breweries. Phase 3 Brewing Company, Roaring Table, Copper Fiddle Distillery, and I mean, there's a bunch of others located, scattered across the county.
I like the land. I like the forest preserves. And is it true there are 75 inland lakes in Lake County?
That is correct.
Wow.
Not all of them are for swimming, but right. There's definitely boating opportunities and obviously the Great Lake itself, but you got a lot of scenic spots for cool pics and fishing and so on and so forth. I mean, Independence Grove is kind of its own play place in itself because they have their craft beer garden, which features a lot of the Lake County Libation Trail. But also has a ton of outdoor concerts throughout the summer. So it's a really cool spot to sort of sit and chill. And then, you know, we have the state parks as well, Illinois Beach State Park, as well as Chain of Lake State Park. Ryerson Conservation Area has those huge trees that I guess I would call our redwoods of Illinois. So really cool spots out there.
So everyone can check out visitlakecounty.org for the calendar of events and stuff. And do you have any promotions or events, contests going on that people should know about?
Yeah, absolutely. We have two going on. We have one contest and one sort of promotion. So now through the end of, beginning of September, we are People can sort of go to our website and roll to possibly be able to receive 4 free tickets to Six Flags Great America. So that'll be cool for when they kick off Fright Fest in the fall. Great opportunity to ride the coasters and ride with some ghouls. But then we also are running our Real Lake County Challenge. We encourage visitors, residents, basically anyone ages 18 and older to, you know, channel their inner influencer, content creator, and capture their Lake County adventure via video. The winner can win either $300 or get a free overnight stay at Great Wolf Lodge in Gurnee. So really cool stuff going on. Hopefully, we get some good content. We also will be featuring that through our destination guide as well as our different social media channels, which are on Facebook, Instagram, X, YouTube, TikTok, LinkedIn. So all of the stuff that is submitted for the Relay County Challenge is featured and get a little time play on our different social channels.
All right. Well, nice to meet you. You've got a spot that everybody already loves, but maybe this will give you a boost where people will be like, yeah, maybe Lake County for a road trip is a good idea this weekend. Thanks for joining us, Jonathan.
Thanks for having me, and hashtag Let's Go Lake County anytime you're posting or anything that's going on around the area. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you.